Members of the Tampa Bay Area's LGBT community are outraged at WFLA News Channel 8 for their airing a paid program Saturday night that critics say contained open hate speech against gays and lesbians. Speechless, Silencing Christians is produced by the American Family Association and is related to a similarly titled book written by that group's leader, the Reverend Don Wildman.
The gay community wants tolerance. They can't tolerate a story like mine that says, you know, I used to be gay, but with the help of Jesus, I've been able to overcome that.
The way Americans think about homosexuality has changed over the last two decades, and if you think that's an accident, think again. Two homosexual activists wrote the book in 1989, After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. In that book, Marshall Kirk and Hunter Madsen laid out powerful and sophisticated propaganda techniques to manipulate people into accepting the homosexual lifestyle.
The hour-long show was narrated by conservative talk show host Janet Parshall. Reportedly, the station received more than 1,000 phone calls and emails protesting the decision to broadcast the program. One angry viewer was Largo resident Clifton Wright.
I think it's really disturbing. It sends them. It's basically sending the message that there is a, quote, some kind of, they're calling it a gay agenda, which I know is a term that's been used by a lot of kind of extremists in the past. And they're saying that we are using our gay agenda to promote rights that would remove their rights, that would remove their ability to worship Christ. And I think what it's really doing is kind of subtly just escalating this kind of climate of fear of gay people, that we're somehow trying to undermine other people, when actually what this is, what these actions that they're talking about are really just actions of us trying to, you know, receive equal rights, whether it's through benefits or medical care.
On Saturday afternoon, the gay rights advocacy group Equality Florida sent out an email alert to its members in the Tampa Bay area, telling them to call News Channel 8 to protest the airing of the broadcast, which took place on the same day that it reported 80,000 people participated in the Gay Pride Festival in St. Petersburg. Brian Winfield is a spokesman for that group.
We let them know that it's a really dangerous and, you know, a dangerous message that they're sending out. It's an extremely anti-gay piece. It goes on for an hour, and it rehashes long disproved lies. It talks about, you know, that ministers are going to be arrested if the hate crimes bill passes. While we know clearly that religion and speech are specifically exempted in the language of the Matthew Shepard hate crimes law. So it rehashes a lot of old, discredited lies.
WMNF attempted today to speak with WFLA's general manager and president, Mike Pumo. We were told that he's away on vacation. However, Pumo did speak to the Tampa Tribune Saturday night, in which he admitted that the show did have a controversial viewpoint, but said it had not raised a red flag during the vetting process. Largo resident Clifton Small says he received an explanation from a customer service representative who took his angry phone call Sunday night.
He said, you know, I've called a couple times, but the voicemail boxes are full, and this email shows that these people are out of town. I said, I just don't understand how this happened. And the person on the phone said to me that it was an infomercial, and that, quote, someone in sales snuck it in without any general managers reviewing it. And I said, it kind of took me aback. I just can't imagine. I kind of feel that maybe like a coupon at Publix gets more review than that before it's published. You know, I just can't imagine that we would put things on the TV without people reviewing content.
Equality Florida's Brian Winfield says his organization is considering right now ways to further demonstrate their displeasure with WFLA-TV and with their corporate parent, Media General.
That our organization has been absolutely flooded by emails and phone calls from people who live in Tampa Bay, who, you know, were sitting in the comfort of their own living room and then, you know, felt absolutely assaulted by this show coming on a major network at 7 p.m. on a Saturday evening, are just beside themselves. We've had people talking about discontinuing their subscriptions to the Tampa Tribune, which is the sister company of WFLA. It just goes on and on. So absolutely, we are in the process right now strategizing on next steps. But what we certainly believe, at a bare minimum, is that there ought to be that WFLA owes the community a public apology.